Though Mrs. N could avoid Neapolitan music most of the time, she also began to have seizures without music, and these grew more and more severe, finally becoming intractable. Medications were useless, and she sometimes had many seizures in a single day, so that daily life became virtually impossible. MRIs had shown both anatomical and electrical abnormalities in her left temporal lobe, probably from a head injury she had suffered as a teenager, and a virtually non-stop seizure focus associated with this. So early in 2003, she underwent brain surgery, a partial temporal lobectomy, to treat it. The surgery eliminated not only the majority of her spontaneous seizures, but her highly specific vulnerability to Neapolitan songs as well, as she discovered almost by chance. After the surgery, I was still afraid to listen to the type of song I had seizures with, she said, but one day I was at a party, and they started to play the songs. I ran out into another room and closed the door. Then someone opened the door. I heard it, like far away. It didn't bother me that much, so I tried to listen to it. Wondering if she was finally cured of her vulnerability to music, Mrs. N went home. It's safer there. You're not in front of 500 people. And put some Neapolitan songs on her stereo. I turned it up little by little until it was really loud, and it didn't affect me. So now Mrs. N has lost her fear of music and can play her favorite Neapolitan songs without problem. She has also ceased to have her strange, complex, reminiscent seizures. It seems as though her surgery has put an end to both types of seizures, as MacDonald Critchley might have predicted. Mrs. N is delighted, of course, by her cure, but she is occasionally nostalgic too for some of her epileptic experiences, like the Gates of Heaven, which seemed to take her to a place unlike anything she had ever experienced before.